Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Lisa Harrison as we talk about beef and restaurant trade in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council as we celebrate May Beef Month.
We are excited about putting several different activities into play in support of May Beef Month. First of all, we're going to be stepping up live engagement on our social media in May with Sherry Glazer, who is commonly known as the Dirt Road Dietitian. Our goal is to be all things helpful with these live events for consumers cooking at home. We're also going to be rolling out new videos featuring Sherry that were done in partnership with the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. So thank you, Dustin. We rolled out two in April, which focused in on consumer needs, such as batch cooking with beef and freezing beef. We have two more rolling out in May for May Beef Month, also focused on helping consumers stretch their dollars in meal preparation. May Beef Month will also be supported with the continuation of our YouTube campaign and Google search campaigns, all leading up to Memorial Day and the start of the grilling season, at which we have a new National Beef Checkoff campaign launching, which will brighten our day.
To learn more about how your beef checkoff dollars are being invested, go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner. Some of you have already enjoyed sitting down at a restaurant once again for the first time since mid-March. Alisa Harrison, Senior Vice President, Global Marketing for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says it will be a slow process, but that the beef industry will help where they can as restaurants welcome consumers back, in many cases, to enjoy a great steak.
Yeah, we've got a significant partnership that we're going to launch in June with a national steakhouse chain to kind of promote, you know, beef and some of the products that they're doing. Getting the word out to consumers that delivery and takeout are still an option. It will be a while for restaurants to, you know, get up to full speed. In some restaurants, we've heard that they, even being able to operate at 50% capacity isn't helpful because they are such a low margin industry. So whatever we can do to keep them preparing meals, regardless of how the consumer gets it, I think is where we can help. And I know a lot of the state beef councils are looking at partnerships and ways that they can help some of their state and local restaurants that they've had long relationships with. A lot of that is still to be determined as we see exactly what the world's going to look like in the food service area. But I know personally my experience with takeout and delivery of some of my favorite restaurants has been a great experience. And what we are starting to see in the data, we have obviously seen retail sales surge and food service, you know, decline. We're seeing that starting to level out a little bit. We did see a little bit of increase in food service at the end of the week ending April 19th. I mean, it's still way below a year ago, but I think what we'll start to see is it even out, and we'll see how some of these, the opening across the country, how restaurants are able to do that. But I think what the Beef Checkoff can do is to continue to remind folks of the great product, the great taste that they have, and letting them know that they can still get their favorite products from restaurants, either through takeout or that home delivery, which is a great option that restaurants have really adapted to. I think the data shows that their takeout has increased, obviously, significantly. What that means going forward, if that's going to stick in the food service area, that's to be seen. But the good news is that consumers can get beef either from a food service operator or from a retailer or even direct to consumer from either a beef company or some of the you know, farmers and ranchers out there. So however they get their beef, it's going to depend on what their needs are. But we just continue to promote the great taste of beef and the great quality of beef.
When you look at where we are today, anything really surprise you about how all of this has played out?
Well, it wasn't so much a surprise, but it was very satisfying, I think, to beef producers when they saw the huge demand for beef. I mean, beef was one of the top things that consumers wanted. Demand continues to be very strong. I mean, we do regular consumer attitude surveys, and our latest survey shows that consumers are, 90% are saying that their perceptions about beef haven't changed, but more of them are saying that it's more positive. So it really allowed consumers to get back to basic and demonstrate with their dollars what their favorite products were. So that was satisfying to us. I think, what we're all working through is the supply chain and learning more about that and how maybe we can pivot a little bit quicker. And also how we can help, the food service industry, which is the industry that, you know, sells a tremendous amount of beef, and how we can help them with their curbside delivery, their delivery, helping them, promoting some of those campaigns as much as we can. Today is Tuesday. The restaurant industry launched about a month ago, kind of Takeout Tuesday, to encourage people to visit or get home delivery of some of their favorite restaurants to keep those restaurants going as we work our way through this pandemic.
Senior Vice President for Global Marketing for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Alisa Harrison. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.